Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up at 12, we're going to talk to Andrew Filippone from 93.7, the Fan out in Pittsburgh. Hugh, a couple of things to hit on with him. Number one, he said yesterday he heard the Phillies had some interest in a pair of Pirates relief pitchers. How real could that be? What's the price? We'll talk to him about that. And I'm curious his thought on the T.J. Watt situation. Have you seen the latest on this Watt thing?
So the Steelers, no, I haven't.
Well, the Steelers keep making moves, right?
They're making moves like they're trying to make it to the playoff. Well, Super Bowl.
You would think, right? Aaron Rodgers, and yesterday they trade for Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith and DK Metcalf. That all being said, they have not resolved the situation with T.J. Watt, their star pass rusher. And yesterday, Adam Schefter said more about multiple teams mulling whether they can trade for Steelers pass rusher T.J. Watt. Are the Eagles one of those teams? What would the cost be? We're going to talk to Andrew Filippone coming up at noon. But yeah, I wanted to play this for everyone. We'll get back to the phone lines on Bryce Harper. Are you expecting the real Bryce, the Bryce that we know here, typical Bryce Harper now that he's back? I'm not expecting it. I don't know how I can after what he said yesterday. Head in the San Douglas over here is like, yeah, he'll be fine. He'll be Bryce Harper.
He has to be. Well, he's going to have to adjust, but I think that he could be close to what he once was.
Well, that would be after what I heard yesterday, that would be a remarkable outcome, because it sounded to me like Bryce Harper is back because they don't know what else to do. I mean, that's what I heard.
I mean, it wasn't a ringing endorsement. It was not a ringing endorsement. I give you that.
It was more of, hey, I've stagnated in the progress I've made with my wrist.
This is like I said, the movie As Good As It Gets. This is As Good As It Gets.
That's supposed to make me feel better?
I mean,
about a guy that at one point was a multi-time MVP?
I think he will get back to that. I think
to
he'll
an MVP
be close
level?
To that. I think he'll be back to close.
Wow.
To that.
If you had to say right now, if we had to make a prediction right now, do you think he'll ever again come close to winning an MVP? I would say I would say no. Doesn't mean he can't be really good, but MVP level. Like, think about what Ohtani does, right? Like what Judge does. Like, that's how you win the MVP. He's done that twice: once as a Philly, once as a National. I would say right now, I find it very unlikely he'll ever be a National League MVP. I don't mean like getting a vote at the bottom of a ballot.
I mean just like being a legit contender.
Yeah, like we sit here and say he can.
How old
win.
Is he? 32.
32.
You got one more run in him. I give him that.
Down the line, not this year.
Probably not this year.
Yeah. And again, there's multiple parts of this, right? There's the career moving forward, and then there's this year.
Yeah,
right.
I think he's in the throes of adjusting right now, Joe,
yeah.
And he's trying to figure out how to adjust. So I give him one more. I give him one more run.
215-592-9494. Your reaction to Bryce, of course, the greatness of Zach Rowe, still trying to get Hugh to either apologize or change his list. Because a couple weeks ago, he ranked him, what, ninth in the city of Philadelphia?
Something like that.
Ninth.
Respectfully.
Not, that's disrespectfully to have the pitcher this good ninth on your list. All right, back to the phones in a minute, though. We have to check in, though. So yesterday, we made the new favorite to Cammer, right? The Cammer has now moved to become the favorite over Jack Fritz. I said I would still take Jack to win the competition. But then I heard this. Hugh, I'm curious what you think of this. This was the beginning of the afternoon show yesterday. It almost sounded like a concession speech from Jack after just game one. Here was the beginning of the afternoon show yesterday.
So you have the floor.
Rick Ankiel, Mark Elfaltz, Scott Brosius, Jack Fritz. I mean, that's what yesterday was. Yesterday was not the camera beating me. Yesterday was me losing that. And it was a total embarrassment, an absolute embarrassment. That's probably the worst round of golf I've played in 20 years. And I think I got totally psyched out of my own mind. Like, you saw it yesterday. I mean, that was a vintage meltdown. That was a vintage freaking meltdown. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe I was sitting there and I freaking duffed like three straight off the freaking tee, which has never been a problem for me in my entire life. And all of a sudden yesterday, it all came crumbling down. So like, my official comment is it was one of the biggest choke jobs in the history of Philadelphia sports. I mean, it's up there with the Rondé Barber play. Like, when you remember awful moments in Philadelphia sports history, this is going to be up there. And like, I felt so much pressure from people like wanting me to go kill Joe DiCamera. I'm not a pressures man. You know, I'm a lower the expectations kind of guy. And yesterday I felt the weight of the world on my shoulders and I didn't handle it well. It was awful. It was truly awful.
All right. So I yesterday said I'm still picking Jack, but Hugh, I got to be honest. I'm worried about my prediction. I'm not a pressures man. Does not give me confidence he's going to bounce back as the going gets tough here. He said I'm not a pressures man. I'm a lower the expectations guy. Is he going to be able to bounce back is the question now.
That's a lot to digest.
It
Joe.
Is.
That's a lot to digest.
Didn't it feel almost like a concession speech?
I'm gonna take a different approach with this.
Okay, I'm excited for this. What do you got?
I'm gonna say that Jack's playing possum. I think he's leaning into this because he knows that this was probably not a good look for him.
Well, that's clear. I mean, the video's out there. Yeah,
and I feel like he's gonna bounce back with this baseball. The next one was the next one next Wednesday, right?
Wednesday baseball. Yes,
I think he's gonna bounce back, and I think he's gonna bounce back in a way. Because I believe, and I got my Believe shirt on today, so I believe that he's going to bounce back. And he's going to crush Joe DeCameron in the second round of this. Now, I think Joe is still the favorite in all of this. But I feel like Jack is going to bounce back in that second round, and he's going to crush him in baseball.
Oh, I feel better, actually, after you said that. Because I felt the same thing yesterday. Right? Like, I still am picking Jack to win this.
Yeah.
And I think baseball
is his wheelhouse.
Don't overcomplicate this. Throw this right over the plate and make DeCameron hit the baseball, right? Don't walk him. Don't hit by pitch. I mean, as funny as that might be for everyone there, if Joe, you know, takes one off the shoulder or the back. I mean, that's not the objective here because then he gets on base. I am Team Jack, and I'm still rooting for Jack, and I believe Jack is going to win this thing. I like your perspective, though. Maybe there is a little possum here. It can't get worse.
Yeah, it can't. I mean, and I think that for Jack, the thing that I admire about him is that probably was his lowest moment, and he acknowledged that.
Yeah. Well, but again, it was hard to run from it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
A lot of eyes on that.
And now it's time. It can't get no worse than it already is, so it's time to bounce back. I mean, seriously, I know that that's, for some people, that's not a strategy. But when you've hit rock bottom, and it feels like he's done that with, you know, him admitting that he had a meltdown and everything, only way to go is up.
Well, he compared it to Markelle Fultz, the Rondé Barber. I would compare it to Ben Simmons not dunking against the Hawks. I mean, it was just like, what am I watching here? It was one of the worst things you'll ever see. All right. So, Hugh, you mentioned we've reached the bottom. One more thing happened, though, that maybe is now the bottom.
What's that?
So, remember a couple weeks ago we played the Tom Kelly song, the new TK song?
AI-generated song.
Well, the artist that behind that, his name is Sean Love. He sent me a message this morning saying he created a song all about Jack's meltdown. Are you ready for this?
Here
is a snippet of it. This is from the artist you know is the guy who made the TK show open. Here he made a song all about Jack's meltdown. Let's hear some of this about the meltdown.
Meltdown. Jack was a young one, so sure he could swing it. Said, you think old man Joe's gonna bring it? I'm gonna smoke deep camera like a driving range. But when the heat was on, it all began to change. Hot summer sun shining straight and true. Golf match on and the tension grew. The tension grew. Meltdown, Jack couldn't stand the heat. Meltdown, his game was incomplete. The golf club shook as his mind went tight. He talked.
Tarantino type Kill Bill type
I felt
movie
that too.
Type vibe.
Yep.
I need, like, I guess I needed to be updated a little bit. Do some auto-tune or something.
Yeah.
Like, it just felt a little vintage.
Okay. But it's an inspiring song.
I mean, my thing is this, and I'm not a music producer, but
you're going to critique it like you are.
I am. Yeah. You know me. I'm going to act like I am. I would probably bring it up to date a little bit more. Like at least something
that's a little more energy.
Yeah,
to it?
A little bit. Yeah, yeah, because it just sounds like I feel like somebody's on a surfboard somewhere playing a bad B movie.
I got the surfboard feel.
You know
too.
What I mean?
Yeah.
It feels like what was that one movie that he made? Death Proof. I can't say proof. Proof.
What is proof. It? How do you spell that?
Proof.
P-R-O-O-F.
Death Proof.
Proof.
Yeah, I can't say proof.
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 Like you have proof of this.
Yeah, proof.
Yeah, proof.
It feels funny rolling off my tongue.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just feels a little campy. The song feels a little campy.
So of the two, what do you like better, that or the TK? The TK Show song gets stuck in my head.
See, I forgot the TK Show song, so I have to hear that one again.
Oh, Buzz, if you got a second, you grab that one again, the TK open.
But I know he's probably doing the Summerfield, Jack Meltdown type thing.
Yeah, the Meltdown.
Yeah, I get it.
So
we, I still don't like it.
Okay. All right, let's quickly hear the TK open.
It's the Tom Kelly Show.
See, that one has,
you know, I heard TK on the weekend. It was stuck in my head all
night. Yeah, I mean, now that's a little bit more, you know. It just feels like it has a little bit more soul.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. All right, there's the critique. All right, 215-592-9494. We do appreciate
Everything that you do.
Yeah, we know. We appreciate the song being made. I mean, the fact that it's inspiring songs is great. All right, Hugh, before we get back to – well, let's get back to the phones. And I see someone on the line here that we haven't talked to since last week. And let's not – I mean, I don't think we could sugarcoat this. You randomly brought him up yesterday. You were thinking – you wanted to say Spike, but you said said Skip.
Oh,
and I knew
that
would kind of be his cue to call in.
Ugh.
Skip from Claymont up on the Midday Show. Hey, Skip.
Hi, you. How do you do? Woohoo.
I lost my keys, Skip.
Well, you know, that's last time I was talking to you with the you know, that it was from the – you guys were having fun down there with the Kelce event, whooping it up, sounded like you were having fun. Did you enjoy that?
It was okay until I got home, and the next day, then it was a little – got a little dicey.
Well, I mean, you were hanging – I heard this weekend that you might have been hanging out with the Thomas brothers, Hollis and Trey. is that when you lost your keys? Maybe you were having too much fun.
Well, no, it wasn't that. It was after the Kelce event, you know, for whatever odd reason, I go to sleep that night, and then the next morning I wake up and I can't find my car keys. That's kind of how it went. That's the story I'm sticking to.
Yeah, the trash too, right?
I looked in the trash, and they weren't in the trash, you know.
Well, how about we play a little Hughes Clues real quick here? Guess what I'm looking at right now.
What are you looking at?
Guess what I have in my possession right now. Here's a clue. Does this sound familiar?
I hear something.
Yeah. So is that something dangling there, Skip? What is
Yoo-hoo!
That?
How about that?
Do you have Hughes' keys, Skip?
So how bad do you want your keys is my question.
Oh, no. Skip, to be honest, I don't like where this is going. You can have those keys. I've already got some made.
This is ironic. Turns out you need your fellow man. See, this is what happens when you don't make friends. This is what happens when you shun your neighbors and your homeowners association. This is what happens when you're not pleasant to others. I've been telling you for weeks that maybe just a little gesture of friendship goes a long way, but you decided no. You didn't want that. Now you've got no car keys. Now look at you. You're sitting there with that big Ram truck of yours with no keys. Maybe if you think of me next time you go on a road trip, maybe having me riding side saddle isn't much of a bad idea at all.
Well, Hugh, this sounds a lot like extortion to me. I mean, Skip, you know I love you. I don't like this. It sounds like Skip is taking advantage of this situation.
Well, I appreciate
– And you're in a vulnerable spot now.
Well, I appreciate the gesture, Skip. But like I said, I've already adjusted. I've gotten the locks checked.
Wait, you didn't get your mail key back?
I'm waiting on the mail key. Yeah. That's the only key that I don't have yet. But every other key has been replaced.
I will gladly return the keys. I just have one simple request from you.
And what would that be?
For once, I want you to have a sense of community and come over to our development's 4th of July barbecue.
That seems easy enough.
Come to the barbecue?
Yeah.
If you help co-chair the Homeowners Association barbecue, you know, let's just say you're on your way to getting your keys back. I'm chairman of the fireworks committee, too.
Oh, yeah, the fireworks is going to be nice, but I mean, that's I don't think I can make that commitment. I'm
very excited. It's going to be a swell time. We're having sack races.
Oh,
we're having three-legged races and a hot dog eating contest.
Well, this sounds like a big deal, Hugh. I think you need to be there.
The three-legged race, not a fan of. The hot dog eating contest, definitely not going to participate in that. But
He's coming with his girlfriend. He seems to be very happy now. See what happens when you go out and meet people?
I appreciate the gesture, Skip. I really
do. Mr. and Mrs. Quinn, Kyle's parents are supposed to come. Jack Fritz is coming for the golf competition.
How about Jack's going to be there?
I don't think Jack's going to be there. I think Jack's going to be getting ready for this competition he has next week.
Fritz is going to lead the golf club toss. He threw his tantrum over 300 yards over the weekend. And plus, there's a hot dog eating competition, and I'm a 3-time foot-long hot dog eating champ myself in the 4th of July competitions. When I was a younger man, I could put 4 hot dogs in my mouth at once. Hello.
I mean, Skip, I don't think that's something that you need to be proud of, like to have 4 hot dogs in your mouth at the same time. That don't seem like, you know, that's something that anybody's aspiring to do, you know. I mean, just as a friend.
Yeah, it sounds like you're jealous to me.
I agree.
I think
so. You want to consider going to this barbecue?
I'm not. I'm okay, Skip. I appreciate you, but you know, you can keep those keys. They don't open anything anymore. So
yeah, I mean, well, they could open something for me. And also, I have planned. I have a Jason Kelce style 4th of July speedo that I picked out for you.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, that was a lot. That was a lot.
I have matching speedos for the two of us. You're just going to have to trim up a little down low.
No, I'm not.
We've reached that point of the call. It's every time.
I know you enjoyed the grease pole competition at the Kelce event. We're going to have one at the barbecue, too. You seem to enjoy that very much so in Seattle.
I mean, as a matter of fact, I didn't. Cooper DeGene tried to get me to go
on
the pole.
It's getting weird again.
You've got to be careful with
the pole. Let Skip go.
That you're greasing. Just watch out.
Yeah, no, that's Skip. We love you, but we got to let you go. All right.
Yeah,
so Skip has your keys.
He can have them.
It sounds like all you got to do is show up, be social, and go to the barbecue.
You get
the keys back.
I'm not. The closest I became to being social was when they thought they found my keys in the mailbox.
Yeah.
I was willing to do that. But once I found out they weren't my keys,
well, the whole community was trying to help you.
All bets were off. I appreciate – shout out to the community in Claymont. I appreciate that, but I'm still probably
not. That call was your fault. You know that.
What do you mean? Yesterday, I talked him up yesterday.
Well, yesterday, for no reason, you just mentioned Skip on the air. In your head.
Yeah, a little bit, because that was one of the thoughts that I had. You know, maybe Skip came and took the key. Because they disappeared in a strange way.
Well.
And, you know.
He has them. I mean, he just explained it to you.
Well, if he has them, he can keep them.
He told you how you can get them back.
I'm not a willing participant in the games that Skip wants to play.
It always, if you notice this, like he kind of lulls us in with he's just kind of being a little bit off but neighborly, and then it goes to a different place.
And you get a whole kick out of that, though, don't you? You get a kick out of the fact that
he's one of my favorite callers in the show now. It really
that
is.
I really don't, you know, commune with my neighbors like
well,
that.
Well, you have to start. Yeah, you have to start. All right. Well,
not really.
Yeah, you know where the party is. All right, don't forget, see Joe Conklin, the City Rhythm Orchestra, in the story of Philly sports put to music, Wildwood Public High School, Friday, July 11th, Ocean City, New Jersey. Music Beer, Saturday, July 12th as well. Get tickets, joeconklin.com. All right, let's talk to Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Bruce. Good morning, Jack, Kyle, Joe, and the crew. What's going on? It's been a
Bruce.
Minute.
Jack Fritz.
Oh, man. Oh, my God, man. I'm so glad.
Well, we did play audio of him in this segment, so I get it. Bruce, what do you got for us?
Hey, I'm so glad that you talk about this Bryce thing. I'm telling you, you know, I'm just so annoyed and ticked off at this whole situation because, you know, his problem along with a number of other issues, and not only just him, but Topper and how they responded to him coming back and playing, because I was surprised. I said, well, wait a minute. He's got some serious issues. And wait a minute. He's coming back this soon over his wrist? And it just goes to show the lack of leadership on dealing with their problems. I think that they probably either pushed Bryce or just let him to his own volitions about his issues, and he's going to come back. Even if he's only 70 or 75%, there's an argument that, it'll bode well for the Phillies, but what was he doing in the meantime? I say the same thing about this batting coach. There should have been a strategy or plan to say, Bryce, your swing is too violent. You should have been working on trying to change your swing. I don't think that any of that is talked about, and he's going to use the same approach, and he's going to get hurt again, and we won't be doing this freaking kabuki dance until the end of the damn season. And I'm just so sick and tired of the weak leadership to make definitive decisions about players and how they are performing on this team. And I'm sorry, I love Bryce, and he's trying to contribute, but it's just they just have a lack of strategy when it comes to dealing with these kinds of issues, whether it's the pitching or whatever the case may be, and it's just so freaking annoying.
Yeah, well, so Bruce, I'll say this. Changing a swing this deep into his career is difficult. I'm not sure how you even do that. I mean, he could try to swing less violently, but then he's just a different player. Mm-hmm. I do think there was a lack of plan on how to get him back healthy. There didn't seem to be one. Rest, batting practice, he's cleared, he's not cleared, he's back when he decides. I mean, yesterday did not feel like a coherent plan when he was supposed to come back. It just felt like, I guess we'll see. He'll wake up one day and decide, I'm back. And that's what yesterday felt like. And he didn't even feel confident in it. It was one of the more bizarre recoveries from an injury I can remember, where the player comes back and he's like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I wasn't getting any better, so I decided to come back in the lineup. I mean, that's basically what he said.
I mean, it's the way y'all say it, man. It's
well, how would you frame yesterday?
I think it's more to it than that. But I will say this, because this training staff – has had a few miscues.
They've had some weird ones.
This has been a weird year for the training staff, and I've been saying this for the last couple of weeks, and I go back to the Nola situation and hit the cracked rib.
Yeah.
But it was the ankle. First, it wasn't the ankle.
Well, we had a rolled ankle that they let him pitch through.
And he pitched through that, and then it was the rib thing.
Which was a stress reaction, then a fracture.
Yes, and yeah. Then it's the Bryce Harper not knowing exactly what's going on
yep.
thing. Now – that could be a lot of things, and it sounds like they're confident that it's something that's not going to get any worse. But obviously, he doesn't feel comfortable with that.
And is it going to get better, or are we stuck here? 215-592-9494. Do you expect Bryce Harper to be his typical self now that he's back? I don't. I what I heard yesterday was really, really odd with him coming back. Hugh does. Where do you come down? Your phone calls. All right, on the other side, Andrew Filippone is going to join us. 93.7 The Fan out in Pittsburgh. Yesterday, he said he heard the Phillies had interest in a pair of Pirates relief pitchers. And this T.J. Watt thing, are the Steelers going to trade him? What does he think it would cost? Should the Eagles get involved? That's up next. Your phone calls where we're live from the park today on Sports Radio 94 WIP.